Today, we continue with lesson number 34 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim, and we will study together Perek Tishii, the ninth Perek, the sixth and seventh Mishnayos, Mishnevov and Mishnezai. Mishnevov. Way back in the third Perek, we learned that if a person is standing at a distance and sees a bunch of people gathered around his fig tree eating his figs, and he makes a nether saying, those figs are also to all of you like a korban. And then he comes closer and sees among these 10-12 people are his father and his brother. And he never wanted to deprive them of the right from eating his figs. So as far as the father and the brother is concerned, it's a nether that was made, nidre shkogos. It was a nether that was made in error, under a false assumption that those people were all strangers. So the neder is not chal on his father and brother who are among the 10 or 12. Then, Beis Hillel says, and that's how we rule, Elu ve'elu mutorim. All of them can now eat the figs because of the principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo. If you have one neder, he made one neder saying, all you guys are also to eat those figs. And part of that neder becomes mutar because part of that neder was made under erroneous assumption. He didn't realize that his father, brother was among them. So the whole neder falls away. Neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo. So our Mishnah gives another example of this. Poskin biyomim tovim uvashabosos. Person makes a neder, I'm not going to eat meat for the next 30 days. Or I'm going to fast every other day from now until June. And he never realizes that the next 30 days, of course, there is a Shabbos and maybe even a Yom Tov. Whereas a mitzvah to eat meat, v'samachta b'chagecha, ein simcha l'vavosa v'yayin, v'korosa l'shabbos onek, and he's not going to be able to eat meat that day. Or he's going to have to fast that day, which is certainly against the spirit and the law of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, he wasn't thinking. So you tell him, if you would realize that among the days that you're prohibiting yourself from eating at all, or from eating meat or whatever, there will be a number of Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim who would you have made a neder. And he says, no. So that's a legitimate Pesach. However, the Mishnah says, Borishona Hoyomim, originally they said, Oson Hayomim Mutorim, that the neder is still in effect. But on Shabbos and in Yom Tov, those Nedarim are taken out of the mix, so to speak, those days. And he can eat Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the other days he cannot. That was what the original assumption was. Hosan hayomim mutorin u'sha'or kol hayomim asurin. Ache bo Rabbi Akiva v'limed, until Rabbi Akiva came along and repeated and taught again the principle. Shehaneder shehuto miktsoso huto kulo. This neder took into account a whole list of days, every other day for the next 3 months, the next 30 days, every single day of the next 30 days. And some of those days are removed from the mix because they're Yom Tov and Shabbos, and therefore he never went to make a neder on those days, and we can be mater those days for him to eat meat or to eat if he made a neder to fast. So neder shehuto miktsoso huto kulo. Once those days become mutar, the whole mix of days becomes mutar, and he can eat to his heart's content, and he can eat meat on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the Chalamoyed, and Yom Tov, and Shabbos, and Nisht Yom Tov, and Nisht Shabbos. He can eat all those days. The Yerushalmi says that this principle of neder shehuto miktsoso huto kulo we learn out from the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, which says, he must do all that he pronounced with his mouth. Well, if he pronounced with his mouth Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Tov, Shabbos, so some of those days are taken out because of Shabbos or Yom Tov, so he's not anyway can't literally fulfill the words k'chol hayotze mipiv yaaseh. So therefore the whole neder falls away. Huto miktsoso huto kulo. Ketzad, yet another example of a neder in which we say hutur miktsoso hutur kulo. Konum she'eni nehene l'chulchem. If a person says, I'm going to make a neder, I'm not going to get any hanor from all you guys. Hutur echot mehem, hutur kulo. In other words, he made a neder, one neder about a whole bunch of whole club. I'm not going to eat from all you Yankee fans. Then once one Yankee fan becomes mutter to him, because one Yankee fan is his brother, his best friend, his son, etc., and we can be poseach pesach for that one person, the rest of the neder falls away. Hutter echot mehem hutru kulo. But suppose a person makes a neder she'eni nehene lo zeh v'lo zeh. The Gemara explains that this means that he made a neder in which he, not to get hanah from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, but he made each one contingent upon the other one. He said, I'm not going to get any hanah from this guy Reuven. Then he turned to Shimon and said, I'm not going to get any hanah from Shimon, just like from Reuven. And then he said to Levi, I'm not going to get any hanah from Levi, just like from Reuven and Shimon. And then he went to Yehuda and said, I'm not going to get hanah from Yehuda, just like I'm not going to get hanah from Levi. So he has this chain where Shimon is asset to him because of Reuven, and Levi is asset to him because of Shimon, and Yehuda is asset to him because of Levi, etc., down the line. Then, Hutu Harishon, once you have Hatoras Nedorim on Reuven, Hutru Kulon, because everyone ultimately comes back to Reuven. If Reuven is Mutta, they're all Mutta. The whole basis of the pyramid falls down. Hutu Ha'achro, but suppose in our example, Yehuda, he's matter the neder for Yehuda. Yehuda is my good friend, my mechut, and I have to take him out of the neder, and they have a Torah, Nedorim on Yehuda, so the Nedorim he made against Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were not contingent upon Yehuda. Huto ha'achron, ha'achron mutor, v'chulon asura, Yehuda is mutor, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi remain also. Huto ha'emtsoi, suppose one of the middle ones becomes mutor. In our example, Levi, they find out Levi is his good best friend, he does a heta. Pesach, Hatoras and Dorim on Levi. Heimenu ulamato muto. So everyone from Levi down, in our example, Yehuda, who was contingent upon Levi, is muta, because once Levi's neder falls away, the neder of Yehuda upon Yehuda falls away. Heimenu ulamaila, but everybody higher on the list than Levi. In our example, Reuven and Shimon, they remain also. So if a person makes one neder, she'an eini neder lekulchem, if a person makes a neder like a chain, and laze kaze, and ze kaze, etc., then we have the rule, hutarishon, hutarkulon, hutarachron, achron muta, v'chul nasun, hutamsoi, imenel matahatsu, muta, imenel malas osa. But suppose a person makes a neder, she'eninene loze korbon, v'loze korbon. He makes a distinct, separate neder. I'm not going to get Ihanor from Reuven, and I'm making this neder as if all of his things were a korban to me. And I'm not going to make any Ihanor from Shimon, and it's as if all of his things were a korban to me. And Levi, I'm not going to get any Ihanor from you either, and it's as if it's a korban to me. So then these are three separate nedarim, not dependent or contingent upon one another in any way. So if he wants to have a Hatoras Nedorim, Tzrichin Pesach L'chol Echad V'Echad, he has to find a Pesach for Reuven separately, for Levi separately, for Shimon separately, etc. And so we have finished lesson number 34.